皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
もし今日初めてクロスロード教会にいらっしゃった方がいらっしゃったら、私たちは大歓迎したいと思います。
Just want to say it, make it very clear again. If it's your first time here, we want to make you feel welcome.
ここは神様の教会です。イエス・キリストを神として礼拝するキリスト教の教会です。
We are part of the body of Christ. We are here to celebrate and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
2000年間、私たちは、イエスは、ここに来られ、そして十字架につけられ、そしてよみがえられ、そして今も生きていると伝え聞いて、2000年間のその伝統を守ってきました。
We have continued to uphold the tradition for 2,000 years of the belief in Jesus Christ as being our Lord and Savior, that God came down to this earth to give Himself as a sacrifice as He was put on the cross to save us and redeem us from our sins.
皆さんの2018年がどんな年だったとしても、
2018, don't know what kind of year you've had.
私たちははっきり信じていることがあります。それは皆さんの人生には希望があるということです。
And we can just say with confidence as we come to the end of another year that you should have hope as we go into the next year.
クリスマスは希望の季節です。
And Christmas is a time of hope.
それがどうしてか今からお話ししたいと思います。
And so I'd like to talk about hope as we are going into the message.
今からですね、聖書のメッセージをしたいと思います。聖書をちょっと後で読むんだけれども、ちゃんとこのスクリーンに出てくるので安心してください。
If you've got a Bible with you, prepare for a little bit of message time. We're going to read through some of the scriptures. If you didn't bring a Bible, don't worry. We'll have it up on the screen for you.
じゃあ今から祈ってメッセージを始めたいと思います。
Let's start the message with a word of prayer.
イエス様、私たちはあなたの御言葉を今から聞きたいと思います。どうぞ今日のメッセージを通して私たち一人一人にあなたが語ってください。
Dear Heavenly Father, please speak to us through your living word today.
イエス様、どうぞ今日私たちの心があなたによって養われ、そして希望を次の年に持てるようにしてください。
Lord, please prepare our hearts. Let it be healed. Let it be nourished by your word.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 皆さん、今日は本当にわざわざここまで来てくださって本当にありがとうございます。
Thank you for coming all the way from wherever it is you've come from. Thank you so much for being here today.
でも僕ね、よくこう言うで、みんなわざわざ来てくださってあげるの、そのわざわざってどこまでやったらわざわざ
Thank you for coming all the way from where. Thank you for going through all the trouble of coming here today.
どれくらい遠くから来たらわざわざで、どれくらいだったらわざわざじゃないんかいうことをちょっと考えてみましょう。
So, all the way from wherever it is, like going through all the trouble to get here, what does that mean exactly?
西宮から来ましたという人。
Okay. Alright, if you're from 西宮 area,
それはわざわざなんかどうかちょっと疑問やな。
I'm gonna have to say, I'm not sure if that's gonna be considered going through all the trouble of getting here.
Okay, 隣行こうか。宝塚尼崎から来ました。
How about 宝塚尼崎? We're gonna spread out the area a little bit.
わざわざ。
Okay.Yeah, well, that's a little bit of a trouble to come. Osaka, anybody south of Osaka?
Yeah,
that's definitely going through a lot of trouble to get here. Thank you.
でも実は近くから来てくれた人にも私たちはよくわざわざ来てくださってありがとうと言うよね。
But you know, Japanese phrase, the waza waza, meaning, you know, thank you for going through the trouble to come here. You could say that to someone who's even come from very locally.
なぜなら私たちはわざわざという言葉必ずしも距離を表すことじゃないということを私たち知ってるから。
And so, we can say that this term, waza waza, or to be, you know, going through the trouble to come here, going from all such a long distance, it's not always about distance.
距離だけではなくて私たちは時間っていうことに関してもわざわざ来てくださってありがとうって言うよね。
Thank you for going all through the troubles. Could also be including amount of time that is spent in the effort to get here.
つまり他のことができるのにそれを置いてここに来てくださってありがとう。
You know, because you could have used this time for something else, but you didn't. You left those things behind to come and spend time together with us.
また脇に置いたのは時間だけじゃなくて邪魔くささも脇に置いて来てくれたよね。
You know, and because there's it's a trouble.Just to get here, you know, involves maybe changing trains or whatever.
本当は寒くなってくるからこたつ火つけたらさ、もう出たくないやんか。
You know, if you put your little, you got your little warm like heater on over there or something, you just want to curl up by the fire.
でも教会行くためには朝起きてシャワーしてお化粧しないといけないということ。
But you know, to come to church, you're probably gonna have to shave. You're probably gonna have to like get, you know, take a shower, clean yourself up, dress and stuff. You know.
それからもし今日ここに初めて来た方がいらっしゃったら、ここに来るためになんか知らない世界に飛び込むことになるから、どうなんやろう、どうなんやろうというその恐れを脇に置いて来てくれたってのもあるやん。
And for those who maybe are coming here for the first time, you know, there's always that before you go through the doors, like what kind of place am I going into here? And there's a little bit of, you know, uncertainty that you're going to have to overcome. come.
もしキリスト教に対してちょっと否定的な思いがある人はなんで俺がそんなとこ行かなあかんねんと思いながらでも自分のプライドを脇に置いてきてくださった方もいらっしゃるかもしれません。
It's possible that you know you're not even Christian yet and you're like I'm not sure why I'm even going here. Like what am I going to be forced into doing? Is there some kind of a, you know and you feel like this kind of feeling and but you've somehow you've been able to put that off to the side and you're here.
新しいところに来るのは怖いよね。
You know, there's the fear of going somewhere new, right? Changes
is scary. 全然知らんところに例えば全然知らない人のパーティーにたまたま呼ばれたら行ったらなんか自分がすごく小さくなったような気がしませんか?
If you ever get invited to a party that you don't know anybody at the party, you go in there and you just want to kind of hide in the corner somewhere.
知らないことっていうのは怖いよね、基本的にね。
You know, like you're afraid of things that you don't know about.
でも今日皆さんは自分のいろんな事情を脇に置いてここに来てくださいました。
But through all these different things, we could say that you've put them all aside to make time to be here today.
だから僕は本当にわざわざここに来てくださってありがとうって心から言えるんです。
And so that's why I really feel like I can say to everybody here, thank you so much for going through the trouble to be here.
たとえあなたのお家が線路のちょっと向こう側だとしても。
Even if you just live on the other side of the tracks.
もしあなたが教会に初めて来た方だったら。
If it's your first time to ever step foot in church.
本当にここで安心してほしいなと思っています。
Relax.
ここは怖いとこじゃないからどうぞクリスマス楽しんでください。
Seriously, this is a very, you know, place that's very comfortable. You don't need to be afraid.
で、今日はクリスマスなんだけれども。
It's Christmas.
でまあ、一応クリスマスというのはイエス・キリストのお誕生日として、まあ、ある程度認知されるしやっぱりインターネットってさすがやなと思うけどもうほとんどの人が12月25日イエス様のお誕生日と思ってるわけね。
You know, and, it's become pretty much common knowledge even in Japan here that 25th of December it's Jesus Christ's birthday is the reason why we celebrate Christmas.
で残念なお知らせが毎年あるね。毎年あるけど
But you know what?、I've got this a little bit of something I need to tell you now and I'm a little bit disappointed to have to say this.
多くの研究から多分イエス様が生まれたのは12月25日じゃないっていうことが大体わかってます。
You know, pretty much now it's pretty much confirmed that Jesus was not born on December 25th.
でも大事なことはその聖書に書かれているイエスという人が12月25日に生まれたかどうかじゃないんです。
But you know what? It's not about trying to, you know, complain about what day of birth. We're not trying to get it down to a specific time as to when he came.
そうではなくて2000年前にユダヤのベツレヘムという町で生まれたイエスと名付けられたこの赤ちゃんは一体誰なんかっていうのが一番大事なことからなんです。
The date specifically is not as important as knowing who indeed is Jesus Christ born in the town of Bethlehem 2000 years ago.
2000年間これを私たちはこういうふうに聞いてきました。これは神が肉体を取って来られた神そのものだというふうに私たちは伝え聞いてきたわけです。
And we have continued to share the message for 2000 years that this indeed is God incarnate, God taking on the form of human flesh and becoming man.
そして聖書はそれを明確に示しています。
And in the Bible, it's made so clear.
この全世界を作られ、そして皆さん一人一人をその目的を持ってお作りくださった全能の神様が肉体を取ってこの地上に来られたんや。
That God had an amazing plan, a plan that we could not fathom and understand completely, but it's all about us and it's all to rescue us from our lives, and He became a man to do so.
そしてその方は皆さんの人生に目的を持っておられ、計画を持っておられ。
And Jesus has brought with Him a plan for each and every one of our lives.
その方は生きておられて、今あなたを祝福し、導くことができる。
Jesus is eternal, and He has a love for us that is alive and well today.
皆さん神様どうぞ導いてください。イエス様どうぞ私の人生を治めてください。私の心を平安にしてくださいと頼むならばそれを必ずしてくださいと。
And if you, all you need to do is just ask, please Jesus, lead my life, come into my life, and He will indeed, joyfully do so.
そしてこの赤ちゃんは最終的には神がどのような方で何のために存在されていて、そして何をしようとされているのかを明確に人々に伝えました。
And the life of Jesus, it was written down in the Bible. It was made very clear. What was he here for? What was he doing? What was the message that he brought?
でも僕思うんです。もし僕が神様やったらわざわざ人間なんかになってここに来るやろかって。
You know, I thought about though, if I was God and I ruled and I created the whole universe and everything in it, would I have a need to take on human form?
それはお正月1日にお腹いっぱいご飯食べてこたつが電気ついてんのにマラソンを走るというようなもんやんか。
You know, that's like trying to go and then, you know, come down and it would, that's such a hard thing to translate.
お腹いっぱい食べた後にこたつに入ってるのにで、マラ、走れ言うてるみたいなもんやんか。
Okay, so you know, it's like after eating a huge Christmas feast.And you're sitting down and you're all warm by the fire and then deciding to run out into the cold and run a marathon.
なんで神様はわざわざここに来たんや。
You know, so it sounds like God went through a lot of trouble to come down and take on human form.
イエス様は天におられた神様のはずやのに。
You know, like he's the God of all heaven and earth.
距離を脇に置いて時間も邪魔くささもプライドもそして神様としての特権も全部脇に置いて人となられてこの地上に来られたんです。
To be the God, all-powerful God over space and time, eternal God, and to put all of the power and all of the wisdom, everything aside, and to become a feeble, little, weak human baby made of bone and flesh.
僕やったらせえへんでそれ。
I don't think I'd do that.
だけどなぜ神様はそれをしたんですか?
Why would God do such a thing?
それは神様が私たちを見て私たちが破滅に向かっていることを見たからです。
Well, to be honest, it's because God saw us and He saw us, we were headed for disaster.
そしてこの世界が破滅に向かっているのを見られたからです。
God saw humankind leading itself towards destruction.
もし皆さんが自分のことを内緒できて自分のことをセルフアウェアなぐらい成熟した大人ならば自分の人生が壊れてて自分は罪人であることが正直わかると思います。
If you took an honest look at yourself and the life that you're living and you looked at the way things are going, you can realize that, you know, for better or for worse, everything leads in one direction and that is towards the end, which is death.
でも神様は私たちを愛しておられて私たちが一人も滅びることを望んでおられないんです。
But God loves us all so much that He didn't want any of us to perish.
皆さん知ってますか?この全世界を作られ私たちを愛してくださっている神様は私たちじゃなくてあなたを愛しているということを知ってますか?
Do you know that the creator of all heaven and earth and everything in this universe, He loves each and every one of us, He loves you.
もしそれを知らないで生活してるんだったら
If you are living a life and not aware of that,
それは大きなものを損してることになるよ。
Then I really think that you're missing a big part of life.
僕中学2年生の時の話したいと思います。
You know, and there's I'm going to talk a little bit about my past and when I was in junior high school, about second year of junior high school.
2年生の時は僕は上級生とすごいたくさんの揉め事があって。
You know, junior high school, it's kind of tough life, right? And I had these older students in the next grade above me, and they were, you know, we had a lot of trouble.
で、フィストファイトも何回かあったし。
Yeah, well, I was fighting at school.
そやからもう早く中学2年生なんか終わったりね、早く中学3年生なんか終わったりね、早く高校に行きたいとか、早くどっかに行きたいとずっと思ってたわけです。
You know, and I was just like, if, as soon as I can just get out through this year, as soon as I can graduate from junior high, as soon as I can graduate high school and just get out of this town.
なんとか中学2年生が終わって、なんとか中学3年生が終わったんです。
And so I somehow survived second year of junior high and I graduated junior high school.
でも中学校もなかった。
Junior high, that was horrible.
で、卒業式の日、僕はできるだけ卒業式が終わったら早く家に帰りたかったです。こんな学校嫌や思ってたんです。
You know, and like junior high, we have like a graduation ceremony from junior high school. I was so not interested in celebrating anything. I just wanted to get out of there.
で、そこで僕に青春が起こって。
You know, but,
素晴らしいことが起こったわけ。
But, you know, then something actually wonderful happened during my graduation ceremony.
家に帰ろうと思ったら校門のところで女の子が一人待っとったんや。
But, you know, as I was about to go home from junior high school's graduation, the most wonderful thing happened, a girl was waiting for me.
そして彼女はとても素敵な女の子だ。
And she was a lovely girl.
そして彼女が言った一言を僕打ちのめしたんです。
You know, and, she said only one thing, and that was enough to just completely floor me.
ふみ、私はあなたのこと中学2年生の時から大好きだったんです。
Fumi, I have liked you since the second year of junior high school.
Okay, 僕それ聞いた時なんて思ったと思う?
What do you think I was doing at that point?
はよ言ってくれよ、と思った。
You waited this long to tell me.
僕が最も辛い一年を過ごしたあの中学2年生の時、もしあなたが僕のことを愛してくれてるって知ってたら。
Seriously, you've been loving me since the second year of junior high. I went through the worst, most terrible year of school ever. If you just had told me that at that time.
僕の中学校の生活もっとチャーモンになってた
の。I would have had a completely different junior high school life if I had known that there was a girl that liked me.
はい。皆さんの人生にも卒業式が来るんです。
You know, we're all going to get to our graduation day in our lives.
いつか皆さんは神の前に立つ時が来るんです。好きか嫌いか別にして。
You know, whether we want to or not, whether we like it or not, we are all going to come to the day of judgment before the chair that we have to talk to God about our lives.
そして考えてください。皆さんが神の前に立つ時、一番最初に聞くことは何やと思いますか?
When you stand before the Lord, what do you think He's going to ask you?
あなたのことを愛してたよ。
Did you know I loved you?
その時皆さんどう思いたいですか?
When God tells you that, what are you going to think?
あなたのことを愛してて、そしてその気持ちを私ずっと持ってたんですよと神様が皆さんに言うとしたら。
If God says, you know, I've loved you your whole life, how are you going to respond to that?
はよ言っといてや!
God, if you love me, why wouldn't you just let me know that?
もしそれを知ってたら。
If I knew that.
もしそれを知って私の人生もっと違ったものになった。
If I knew that, I would have lived a totally different life.
僕は皆さんにそう思ってほしくないんです。
So, I don't want you to get to the end and then think it.
それ以上に神様ご自身が皆さんにそう思ってほしくないんです。
And I don't want God to have that feeling of sadness as He tells you that.
あなたが神の愛を知らずに、神の平安を知らずに、もう一日も過ごしてほしくないんです。
I do not want you to spend another day of your life without understanding how much the Lord God, your Creator, loves and cares for you.
だからあなたをここに連れてきて、そしてこのメッセージを聞かせてるんです。
And that's why you're here today. That's why you're here listening to these words.
その方があなたに素晴らしい人生を用意しておられるんです。
God has a wonderful life prepared for you.
うん。神の前に立ったときに、あなたのことを愛してたよと神様に言われたとき、私たちは知ってたよ。
You know, when you go before the Lord at the end of your life, graduation ceremony, and God's like, you know, I have loved you forever, you'll be just like, yes, God, I know that.
うん。皆さんの人生がどれほど壊れてても。
No matter how broken your life may feel.
うん。皆さんの人生にはセカンドチャンスがあるんです。もう一度新しいスタートがあり、神様がそれを用意してくださっているんです。
There's always a hope of a new start.
あなたがどれほど神様から遠く離れていても、
No matter how far you feel you've been separated from God,
どれほどあなたの人生が神の愛にふさわしくなくなったと思ってしまっていても、
No matter how much you feel like you are not worthy of God's love,
クリスマスは神様がご自身が愛している人々にあなたを歓迎しますというために一人子イエス様を送られた日なんです。
Christmas is the time when we want to remember that God, He sent an invitation to say, "Hey, I've got a place for you, and this is your invitation to come to me."
うん。そしてこのイエス様とイエス様、人となられた神様であるイエス様が生まれた時、神様は二つのタイプの人にこのメッセージを送られました。
And so, as Jesus came down to earth, became man, there's a message in here that we would like to share, and it's for two kinds of people.
神様は天使にを送って羊飼いたちにこのメッセージを届けたというんです。
And so, in that day, first of all, the angels came down and they shared that message with the shepherds.
羊飼いっていうのはどういう人たちだったでしょうか?
Shepherds, you know, social class wise, what are we talking about here?
羊飼いっていうのは社会の中でもかなり差別されていた人です。
Yeah, they were like on the low end of the scale. Let's just say they were not treated so nicely.
その社会では罪人のレッテルを貼られていました。
You know, they were kind of like the outsiders. They were the kind of the low end. They were the people that were, you know, the unworthy people.
なんでか言うわ。それはね、この羊たちがいろんな場所に行って他の人の土地からの草、土地の草を勝手に食べるからです。
You know, they're nomadic. They just kind of go from place to place and they're like eating all the grass and stuff, taking up all people's lands and it's not even theirs.
だから羊飼いは誰にどれだけ借金があるのかもうすでに全然わからない人、どういつもいつも借金だらけの人の罪人やとこの社会では認識されてたんです。
So considering that, you know, having land or whatever, that was people's possessions, and so people that were coming across the lands and eating up all their goods, all their nice, you know, grass and everything like that, these people are making debt with all these kind of people around them, and they can't even keep track of how much they owe everybody.
So, 神様は天使を送り、彼らにあなたたちにもまだ希望があると伝えたんです。
But the angels, they appeared in the fields, and they appeared to these shepherds, and they said to the shepherds, there is still hope for even you.
救い主があなたのために生まれました。
There is a Savior that has been born into this world.
神様があなたをご自身との関係に招いておられますよ。
God is inviting you to have a connection with Him.
その方は王様であり、主権者の方ですよ。
He is the Lord of Lords. He is the God of everything, and He is the controller of everything.
だけども、 同時にその方はアクセシブルですよ。あなたが行って触ってみて、抱っこすることさえできるんですよ。
But not only is he the Lord of Lords and the God of everything, he is also a human. He is a baby. He is someone that you could touch, you can talk to, you could hold.
ベツレヘムの町で今日生まれました貝羽桶に布にくるまれて寝ているから行って見てきてごらんなさい。
God has taken on the form of a child as a baby. He is in the town of Bethlehem. He is wrapped up in swaddling clothes. Go and see him.
その方はあなたのために生まれたんです。
He has been born for you.、
神様が天からわざわざここに来てくださったんですよ。
The God ofAll creation has come down to this place for you.
神としての特権も置いて、その距離も時間も邪魔くささも全部置いて、あなたのためにここに来たんですよ。
All power, all knowledge, all wisdom, all strength, everything was put aside to become human, to be here with you.
あなたが自分ではどうしようもない罪と恥を取り除くためにここに来たんですよ。
He has done that so that the things that you have done, that you have no idea how to get rid of, the things that you're embarrassed about in your life, He's going to take them all away.
だから神様がわざわざここまで来てくださったんだから、あなたたちもちょっとわざわざ行って見に行ったらっていうふうに天使は言ったわけです。
So for God having taken all the trouble to come down to the earth to become a baby, wouldn't it be worth your effort to go to see Him now?
そして彼らは行ったんです。
And so they went.
そこで本当に神様が本当に存在されて今この場におられて人生に関わろうとしているんだという現実を彼らは受け止めたんです。
And when they went into that barn, I'm sure they could feel the presence of God, and they must have been overwhelmed at what was happening there.
またもう一種類の人に神様はイエス様の到来をお告げになりました。
And the coming of Jesus was shared with not only the shepherds, but there was another group that God did give the message.
それは東方の博士たちと聖書に書かれています。
And it says there were the wise men from far away.
彼らは真理を探求して星を研究していた人たちです。
They were seeking the truth. They were wise men that seek the truth. They were looking at the stars.
ある意味真剣にだったんだけれども、もうめくらめっぽうに本当に人生の意味はどこにあるのか、神の真理はどこにあるのか、神がいるとしたら誰なんかってめくらめっぽうに探しないと思うんです。
They were looking blindly through the wisdoms of the world, trying to look for the truth.
だけども神様は彼らのいた遠くの地である一つの星を見せたというんです。
But God was able to send a message to them through a special star that He put up in the sky.
彼らはそれを救い主の到来のサインだと思って、それを見て別れユダヤまでやってきたというんです。
And so they believed this was something that had been waiting for. This was a sign that there was a Savior being born, and they followed that star to Bethlehem.
わあ、あの星を見ようって。
That, look at that star, that one right there. That's definitely something.
あれは神様がわざわざ私たちのところに来られたことの印やね。
That is a symbol that God has put, that He has sent something down, He has sent someone down to come to us.
長い距離になるかもしれへんし、長い時間使うかもしれへんけれども、でもラクダに乗ってそれを見に行こう。
It may take a long time to get there. We may not ever reach there, but let's get on our camels and let's head off in that direction.
羊飼いも博士たちもわざわざやってきたんです。
And so the shepherds and the wise men, they both came.
皆さんが今日来てくれたように。
Just the same as you've all come here today.
そしてそれがはっきり示していることがあります。それは神様は近寄りにくい神様じゃないということです。
And to say one thing is that God is not an unapproachable God.
実際彼らはイエス様と対面したんです。神様と対面したんです。
These men, they were able to go and meet Jesus face to face.
イエス様のお父さんとお母さんは彼らをありのままで迎えました。
And Mary and Joseph, they just, you know, they welcomed these people in as they were.
そう、神様は彼らに伝えたかったんです。あなたはもう寂しい必要はないんです。
You know, God wanted to share with them, there's no need for you to be lonely anymore.
あなたは神にふさわしくない人じゃないんです。
You are not unworthy.
そうで、あなたは捨てられた神に捨てられた人ではないんです。
You are not someone who has been thrown away or overlooked by God.
あなたは必要じゃない人じゃないんです。
You are not unnecessary to God.
もう真理をめくらめっぽうにいろんな本見たり、いろんな人の話 話を聞いたりして真理をめくらめっぽに探さなくていいんです。
You do not need to keep searching blindly for the truth anymore.
神様が真理であり道であり、その方があなたをありのままで受け入れてくださいます。
God is the truth and the way, and He accepts you the way you are right now.
もしかしたら皆さんは羊飼いたちのように罪人のレッテルを貼られ、もしかしたら実際に罪の中で苦しんでいるかもしれません。
Maybe you're like the shepherds. Maybe you are living a life that is not so reputable. Maybe you feel like you are such an unworthy person because of the things you do.
もしくはあなたはもしかしたらこの博士たちのように真理を必死になって求めてどこにあるかわからないというところで悩んでたかもしれません。
Maybe you're like the wise man. You've been looking for the real truth. You're looking for the message. You're looking for the one that will give you something to really grab onto.
だけども2000年前に生まれたこの赤ちゃんであるイエスという方こそが受肉された神そのものであり真理であり道であり命であるわけです。
But Jesus Christ, this little baby that was born into the world, him being the actual incarnation of God.
そしてその方は30歳になり神がどのような方かをいろんな形で人々に教え始めました。
And so after his first 30 years of life, he started to begin to teach in a way that nobody had ever taught before.
特に神から遠く離れた人、罪人たちに、神様の話をたくさんしたんです。
He spoke with the people who were considered the sinners of the world in that time.
その一つを今日は紹介したいと思います。
And I'd like to introduce one of them today.
イエス様は、神様は出て行った息子が帰ってくるのを待つお父さんのような人ですよと、イエス様は語ったわけです。
Jesus told in one of his stories about how God is like a father that is waiting for a son that had left and gone away to come home.
あるところにお金持ちのパパさんがいました。
There was a father and he was very affluent.
そして、二人の息子がいました。
And he had two sons.
弟はお父さんのことがあまり好きではなく、その財産の半分をもらっていつか外に出て自分の好きなことをやっていきたいと思っていたんです。
The younger son didn't like dad so much, and so he asked for his half of the inheritance. He took it and he went off and squandered it.
お父さん、僕はこの村であなたの元で過ごすのが嫌なんです。あなたの財産の半分をいただいて、今すぐとっとと出て行きたいんです。お金ちょうだいって言ったんです。
Dad, I don't really like this village. I don't like, you know, being here with the family or whatever, but I do need some money so I can go out and start my own life. So if you don't mind, just give me what is coming to me and I'm going to go off and start on my own.
そして彼はそのお父さんの財産の半分をもらい、そして放蕩の限りを尽くし、お金を全部なくしてしまったんです。
And so, dad gave him, his fair share of his inheritance, and the young man took it, and he spent it, in a very short amount of time.
お父さんの家族を離れた彼に新しい人生がなく、彼は人生を台無しにしてしまいました。
You know, and living a life outside of his father's care, he went and he threw everything away and he wasted his money away until he had nothing left.
最終的には彼は豚の餌さえ食べたいほどお腹が空いていたということです。
And it says he was so poor to the limits, that he was working serving pigs food and he was actually fighting the pigs for their slop to eat because he was so hungry.
でだから彼はこういうふうに思ったんです。僕がこんなにお腹を空いてるけれども、家におるお父さんとこの社員君たちや奴隷でさえもお腹いっぱい食べとるんや。
And he thought to himself, you know, like, what am I doing? What have I left behind? Even the servants in my father's house are living a better life than I am right now.
とりあえず僕がもし家に帰ったら、お父さんは僕を奴隷として、入れてくれるかもしれないから。
You know,Considering the situation I'm in, I'm going to die of starvation over here. If I go home, maybe my dad will have compassion on me and at least let me like, live like a slave in his house and at least I'd get fed.
だからそうしたら食べれるよから帰ろう思って。
You know, at least I get a meal, a decent meal, so I think I better go, I'm going to try to go home.
Okay, もしあなたがお父さんやとしたら、その息子くんをどういうふうにして家に入れますか？
If you're the dad that had given away half of your life's, you know, finances, you gave half of everything you earned, you've given it to your son, he's gone off and wasted it all away, and then he comes back to you, how are you going to react to him when he comes back?
普通はこうするはずよね。
First of all, you know, most people, this would be the normal reaction.
君よその顔を下げて帰ってきたら自分がどれだけアホな決断したか。よ君分かってんのか。
Are you serious? You actually would show your face here again after all the things you did?
あなたがしたことでどれほど多くの人が悲しみ、傷ついて経済的な損失を味わっているのか、分かっているのか。
How many people, you know, you just crushed all of their hopes for your life. You tried to do this, you know, thing to me. What have you done to your own father here? You know, ah, it's unbelievable.
ほんでたっぷり説教して、もうごめんなさいってめっちゃ泣いてもらって。
You know, and like after dad, you know, been like scolding him for hours, and he's crying his eyes out.
I'm sorry, dad. It was terrible. I'm such an idiot. 社員にもできへんか、ただのバイト君の見習いからスタートや。
You know, well, forget it. You're not going to be even like at the internship level of my. You're going to be like the mail boy.
そして自分がちゃんとできるかどうか2年3年かかってしっかりパパに証明したら、ほなちょっとバイト君として雇うかどうかちょっと考えるわ。
Yeah, you're going to be a mail boy. You're not going to give you a salary. You know, you're going to deliver the mail to all the other regular employees, and I'm not going to get you on the payroll until you've like worked for like 2 years. And if you show me that you're going to like work hard, then I might think about starting to pay you again.
でもイエス様はこの話をするときに、神様はそんなお父さんじゃないよということを示すためにちょっと違ったエンディングを用意したんです。
But Jesus wanted to make a clear point that God is not that kind of a father, and that is not the way he would react if a son wanted to come back to God.
この息子くんが帰ってくる時のシーンを読んでみましょう。
And so we're going to go now and look at the scene where the prodigal son comes back to the affluent father.
こうして彼は立ち上がって自分の父の元に行った。ところが家ではまだ遠かった。父親は彼を見つけ、かわいそうに思い、走り寄って彼を抱き、口づきをした。
So, looking in Luke 15, starting from verse 20, we read, So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him, and he ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him.
彼を見つけたということは探してたんやろね。
You know, it says there that he saw him. The father saw his son from a distance. That means he was on the lookout for his son.
そこで分かることがあります。私たちの神様は私たちを待っておられる神様なんです。
And in this, we can understand that God is on the lookout for us. God is waiting for us.
皆さんがクリスチャンかどうか関係なく神様は皆さんを待っておられるんです。
Whether you consider yourself a Christian or not, God is in a posture of waiting for your response.
それはあなたに何かをさせたいからじゃないんです。
Not because he's trying to make you do something.
あなたにどんだけ自分が罪人かを徹底的に分からせたいからではないんです。
Not because he wants you to understand you need to repent because you're such a sinner.
そうではなくて、神様ご自身が皆さんとの関係の中に生きたいという強い衝動があるわけです。
It's only because he desires to have a healthy and loving relationship with you, his child.
ですから私たちはこのクリスマスの時に覚えておくべきことは、それは神のもとに帰ろう、ただ帰ろう、ありのままで帰ろうということ。
So we want to be understanding that we could be like the prodigal son and throw away any pride and say, listen, I know I may not be in the greatest shape here, but I just want to go home. I just want to go back to be with God.
私は神様が必要ですという気持ちだけでいいんです。
Just to recognize that we need God in our lives.
まず先読んだストーリーから分かること、二つ目は神様は私たちの痛みを知っておられるということです。
And there's a couple more things that we can read through this story and we can understand about God's feelings for us.
さっきのストーリーのお父さんが息子が帰ってくるのを見たとき、なんじゃこいつって思わずにかわいそうに思ったというんです。
And one of those things would be that the father, when he saw the son that was coming back, he didn't get angry and start to give him a lecture, but rather he felt pity for his son.
あなたが人生の苦しみの中にいるかもしれません。
You may be suffering in your life.
経済的な苦しみや病気の苦しみがあるかもしれません。
It could be financial suffering. It could be physical, you know, some sort of a health problems.
大切にしていた家族が壊れてしまったかもしれません。
Could be, you know, a broken family.
神様はあなたの人生の苦しみを知っておられるんです。
God knows the pain in your life.
そしてそれを神様は決してバカにしません。
God is not going to make fun of any of that.
皆さんは自分の失敗、皆さんの失敗、皆さんの痛みをバカにしたり、上から目線で、ああ、あんたアホやからそういうふうに痛みを味わってるんやっていう人に囲まれて生活してるかもしれません。
You know, there may be people that do that around you, but God will never be pointing fingers at you or looking down on you.
安心して、あなたに対する気持ちは、あんたアホか、お前アホか、お前アホかじゃなくて、 compassion なんです。憐れみなのです。
You know, it's not going to be, hey, look, you're getting what you deserve, or look, you know, you're such a fool for doing that. It's going to be complete and utter compassion.
あなたの目の涙もよくご存知なのです。
God understands each and every tear that you shed.
夜に何を考えて眠れないかもよくご存知なのです。
God knows the things that keep you awake at night.
だから助けたいと思われるんです。
So that's why he wants to help you.
だから神様のもとに帰ってらっしゃいよ。
So please come back.
神の家に入ってらっしゃいよ。
Please come back to God's house.
また実はこのストーリーを最後こういうふうに終わるんです。
And so the ending of the story is just going to happen something like this.
父親はしもべたちに言った。急い一番いいものを持ってきてこの子に着させなさい。それから手に指輪をはめて足に靴を履かせなさい。そして肥えた子牛を引いてきてほふりなさい。食べて祝おうではないか。この息子は死んでたのが生き返り、いなくなってたのが見つかったんだから。
To continue and skip to the ending, we get to hear, and the father says to his servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now is found.
私たちの神様はこのお父さんのような方なんです。
Our God is just like this father character that Jesus spoke of.
あなたを迎えるために走っていって抱きしめ。
God, this father ran to hug his son as he saw him coming back.
そして罪でボロボロになった服を着させ、イエス・キリストの義によってあなたをまとうわけ。
And he took all of the sins of all the terrible things that he had done, the robes and all the things that he had taken, and he took them off of him, and he took the righteousness of Jesus Christ and the robes, the new robes, and he wrapped them in these new clothes.
そして私たちがもともと神の子供として作られた存在であることを思い出させてください。
And that was to remind us that God originally made us as his children and to refresh us and to clean us off to bring us back to that state.
私たちにこう生きろ。ああしろこうしろああしろって言う前にあなたは私の子供ですよということを徹底的に思い出させてくださるんです。
So he didn't want to give you, okay, this is your to-do list to get back into my good graces. That was completely put aside. First things first, let me clean you up, let me wash you off, let me get you back into a state of affair that I can love you at.
あなたは私の子供です。
You are my loving child.
あなたは愛されてます。
I love you.
許されてます。
You are forgiven.
そして受け入れられてます。
You are accepted.、
うん、あなたには新しい人生があるから。
You have a new life.
お家に帰ってらっしゃい。
Come on home.
よく帰ってきたね。
Thank you for coming back home.
それが2000年前にユダヤのベツレヘムで生まれたイエス・キリストの持ってきたメッセージなんです。
And that is the message that was brought with Jesus Christ as he was born into the manger 2000 years ago.
羊飼いたちだけじゃなくて、博士たちじゃなくて、皆さんに届けられているんです。
Not for just the shepherds, not for the wise men, but for all of us.
たとえあなたが真理を求めててまだ見つけてなかったとしても、
Even if you're looking for the truth and haven't really felt you found it yet.
たとえあなたが羊飼いのように罪と恥の中に生きてたとしても、
Even if you were living a life that just completely not a life that God would be encouraging.
神様あなたを待ってるよ。
God is waiting for you.
あなたの痛みを知ってるよ。
God knows your pain.
そしてあなたを家族としてもう一度歓迎してくださるよ。
God wants to welcome you once more back into his family.
皆さんがクリスチャンであってもなくても関係ないです。もしあなたが私は迷っています。私は不安でした。私は内側で何か死んだような感じがするんです。もし言うならば。
Doesn't matter if you're Christian, non-Christian. If you have any feeling in your heart like you're not sure about where you're going or what your life is going to become, or you feel like you've got something that can't be forgiven,
あなたの命は2000年前のユダヤのベツレヘムで生まれたイエス・キリストの中にあるのです。
Your life and everything in it, it all lays upon the manger with that baby Jesus Christ.
その方はあなたを愛し導き祝福することができます。
And God, He loves you. He wants to lead you into a better life.
その方のところに来るのにまず最初に生活をきれいにしてからじゃなくてもいいんです。
You know, and it wasn't about okay, before we get started here, you're going to have to clean this stuff up, and that is not.How it starts.
お家に帰っておいで、お家に帰っておいでっていうパパのように、神様はあなたのことを愛し、受け入れてくださるから。
You know, it begins as a loving father would. Just come home. If you just come back home, that's where everything starts.
神様が私たちの家です。
God is our home.
イエス様が私たちの家なんです。
Jesus is our home.
帰ってらっしゃいよ。
Come back home.
帰ってらっしゃいよ。
Come back home.
それがメリークリスマスの意味なんです。
That is the meaning of Merry Christmas.
あの今日の朝、うちの息子の長男の和樹君が大学から帰ってきました。
So this morning, Kazuki, our lovely son, has come all the way back home from Tokyo.
で何するか言うたら、冬休み中家で寝てシャワーして食べて何もせんと寝るだけやねんで。
And what does he do? You know, he comes home all the way back from Tokyo to do what? To come and lay around the house, eat food, sleep in all day long.
だけれども僕らが思うのは、彼が帰ってきてくるだけでパパとママ嬉しい。
But you know, as a father and my wife Miko and I, we are just so happy. We don't care what he's up to. We're just happy to have him home for the holidays.
で、よう考えてください。僕みたいな中途半端なパパが彼みたいな中途半端な息子にさえそういうふうに思うとしたら。
So think about it. You know, if a mediocre dad like me and a mediocre son like my son can have these lovely feelings for each other.
まして天の父なる神はあなたのことをそう思わないわけがないね。
Can you imagine how much more our God would love you to come back to Him?
私たちがメリークリスマスと言って浮かれてる中、イエス様のことをお祝いしてると思ってるかもしれないけど、天では神様が皆さんのことを祝ってるんです。
Merry Christmas. You know, we think of it as a way to say, celebrate the Jesus' birth and His coming to the world, but to God in heaven as well, Merry Christmas, it has a ring of celebration as well.
今皆さん神の家にいるんです。
We are all in God's house right now.
そしてそれはどれほど神様が喜ばれてるか。
You know, and how much is God celebrating right now to have you here?
そして皆さん覚えてください。ここで神様との関係の中で皆さんがその方に従いその方の愛を受け入れるその中で皆さんの新しい人生は2019年はあるんです。
And so, having a relationship with your loving father and letting him lead in your life, it's going to lead you into a completely new 2019.
そのためにわざわざ神様がここに来られたんです。
And that's why God went through all the trouble of coming down to this earth.
覚えておきましょう。天では今私たちは祝ってくださる神様がいるんやって。
Remember that there's a Christmas celebration going on in heaven, and that's for us being in His house.
それこそ本当にメリークリスマスです。
And that is the true meaning of a Merry Christmas.
私たちには愛してくれてる神様がいて。
We have a loving heavenly Father.
その方が今を生きておられて、
and our God is alive and well.
私たちを迎えてくださる、
and welcome us home.
それを覚えるクリスマスにしたいと思います。
And let's just remember that as we celebrate Christmas.
神の家にお帰りなさい。
Welcome back to God's house.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、本当にあなたが私たちを愛し受け入れてくださっていることを感謝します。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for welcoming us back into your just reconnecting with us.
イエス様、本当に私たちが罪と恥の中に生きてたとしてもあなたが一方的に私たちを招いてくださっていることを感謝します。
God, thank you for loving us, even when we were steeped in sin in our lives and just, you know, not even looking for you.
この中にはたくさんの放蕩息子、放蕩娘がいますけれども。
There's so many prodigal sons and prodigal daughters out there in the world right now, Lord.
でも私たちは今、あなたの元に帰ろうと思います。
But we are here. We are here at your front door, Lord, and we're waiting for you.
あなたが迎えてくださると信じてるからです。
We know that you are going to come running to us.
受け入れてくださってありがとう。
Thank you so much for receiving us.
もう一度息子娘としてくださってありがとう。
Thank you for taking us to be your sons and daughters again.
あなたがこれからの私たちの人生を導いてくださることを信じます。
We believe that you will indeed lead our steps as we go forward.
ここに来てくださってありがとう。
Thank you for coming to us, Lord, making that step.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.